Okay, we're on. Okay, it's moving. Today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin in Maseches Bava Kamma, and we are at the two dots. Hamavayish is a suma on Pei Vav Mabes. Says the Mishnah had said, if one embarrasses a suma, then one is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda held in the Mishnah that suma im raboshes. At the Mishnah on Hamavayish is a suma on top over here. The Tanakama had said Potter. So let's see what the Gemara says. Masisin delok Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rashi explains the diuk that we mentioned yesterday already. The Mishnah is machalik by Yashin, whether the Yashin is the victim or the Yashin is the aggressor. The Mishnah said if you embarrass a Yashin, you're chayiv, and a Yashin that embarrasses is Potter. The fact that the Gemara did not make that distinction by Suma, so we assume Suma is both. If you're Mavayish Suma and a Suma who embarrasses are both going to be Chayav, we assume there's not going to be any difference between them. So Masisin Lok Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma Ein Laboshes, because Rabbi Yehuda says Suma Ein Laboshes, and we assume that works in both directions. V'kachay Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Michay V'Galios, Michay V'Malkios, Michay V'Mises Bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda also patters from all the other chiyuvim that one might have, from going to galus if he kills b'shogeg, getting malchus if he does an aveira, and chayvim mises bastard. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, gomar einecha einecha me'idim zomimin. What's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says a suma is excluded from all of these areas? Because you learn gzeira shava from eidim zomimin. Mahasam sumin lo, just like over there by eidim zomimin, we exclude suma. Afacha sumin lo, so too here by sumin. How do we know? Why do we exclude suma by Adim Zomamin? So Rashi says, because they can't see, they can't testify, they can't be Adim. That's Rashi. Rashi says, Adim Zomamin ksiv lo sachos einecha alav, and it's not shy, they're not shyach to Adis. EF shav assuming to be inon re'iyah, dim lo rash, if you tell yadosh achaveira, eich yod. So Rashi says that they're not shyach for Adis. Esther b'kive eger, on Rashi, in the Gilyan Hashas, Tamuli, 1 minute. Rashi saying there's just a practical reason blind people, suman, are excluded from Eidus because they can't see. I'll come up with a case where they are shayach and Eidus. What happens if they saw an Eidus and then they became blind? So the B'kiv Eger, katamoli ha-yachol ha-ha'id, shiroa kodem shenistuma. The Tzarachiyin, don't tell me that they're excluded from Eidus, because I'll give you a case where they're included in Eidus. So then he adds, Ulufi Mashakasav, the Gilyan Hashas adds, Tosas Baba Basra Kuf Chavtes, according to these we shown him in Baba Basra, Tosas and the Rush, it's okay. Why, what do they hold? If you look there, they exclude a Summa from Eidus, not because of a reason Lamaisa they can't see, but because there's a Psul Haguf. There's a special Gzeres HaKasav that you have to be able to see, you have to be somebody who's not a Summa B'Shas Eidus. It's not that Lamaisa, we can't come up with a case where you'll see. No. Formally, you can't be an aid. So if you say that, so then it's not a problem. Then formally, they're excluded from aidus. That's what the Ravid seems to say here. The Ravid says, Malahalan suma pater she'eno bar aidus. He's not a bar aidus. It's not just a maisa he doesn't see, but he's not a bar aidus. There are certain people that are excluded from aidus. We mentioned in the past the six people, Cherishot v'katan, Eved, Cherishot v'katan, Eved Isha Akum, right, those six people are also excluded from aidus. Right? Are they pasul edim? Are they not even a shame aid? That's a discussion we had in the Tumim. But there are many people that are excluded from edus on a formal level, not because we just think they're going to lie, not because lamaisa there's a problem. But formally, the Torah excludes them. So to here, that seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Would we exclude? Why we exclude a suma from edus? What's the limit of the Gemara? Tosfos in Dibur Maschul Ma says, What did the Gemara just say? Just like a Suma is excluded from Eidus, because he can't testify, so too, just like they're excluded from Eidim Zomin, so too they're excluded from Busha. So Tosfos asks, so what about a Gazlan, or a Ganav, or an Eved? They're also excluded from Eidus. So you want to say they're excluded from Boshas? If a Ganav embarrasses you, he's going to be Pater. Just like he's excluded from Eidus, he's excluded from Busha. Just like we made the lien by Suma. Of course you're not going to say that. But a Ganav could go embarrassing people, he's going to be Potter. So what's the difference? So says Tosfos, no. Here it's not a pure Gzereshava. Einecha, einecha. It's a Gzereshava where you look at the content of the Gzereshava. Einecha has to do with seeing. Specifically there, it's not just a din in general, comparing Busha and Eidus, but it's specifically regarding seeing. Kivan de Einecha Einecha Gamar, Afagav de Einecha Abezdin Koi, Svarahu de la Inyan Dover Hatali Biriya Nitzna Gzera Shava. So it's fascinating. Usually we don't look at the content, the word that we use for Gzera Shava to teach us anything. We just say the words are connected, and therefore you learn the same halacha in two different parshas. Here Tosfos is saying that the word itself is alluding to the limit of the Gzera Shava. It has to do with Dover Hatalui Biriya. That's what Tosfos says. The Rashba just gives another simple answer, and that is Shalo Yehei Chote Niskar. You become a ganav, and therefore you're going to be putter when you're Mavayish people. No, the Torah wouldn't want to say that. So even if you want to say that, it's comparing a certain cases like Suma, it's not going to compare other cases like ganav. Okay, so continues the Gemara, we're still within Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Suma is putter from Chayvei. From Chayvi Boshes. Bechayvi Galios Tatanya is also excluded from Galos. Tatanya below Raos without seeing Prat Lasuma de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says excluded. Rabbi Meir Omer Rabos is a Suma. Rabbi Meir says no. Below Raos, that's by Galos. We include Suma. If Suma kills by accident, he goes to Galos. He goes to a near Miklat. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why? Omer Lachalapazak says Vashar Yavos Re'eo Bayar Lachtov Eitzim. Somebody goes into the forest to chop wood. Afilu Suma. So what does the Patek say? Anybody who goes in. So we say that includes anybody. Kaza Rachmana below Ra'os. So when the Torah says the next line, below Ra'os, which makes us seem to think somebody who doesn't see in this case, but generally he can see, that's coming Lamuti to exclude. So that's why Asuma is excluded. Rabbi Meir says no. Kaza Rachmana below Ra'os. The Patek says below Ra'os Lamute. That's one exclusion. Below Ra'os means somebody who usually sees who doesn't see here. That's excluding, and because of Rachmana Bivli Das Lemute, and then all the Torah also says, if you killed without knowledge. And also, there's another exclusion, Lemute, Havimiyat Achamiyat, so it's two exclusions in a row, Vein Miyat Achamiyat El Rabos. Right, we say two exclusions exclude the exclusion, so it's an inclusion. So you include Suma, Machlokas, Rimeir, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, finishing up the Limudim, Hahu Bivli Das Problem is Kavinu Da'asa. Rabbi Yehuda says the second one is not an extra exclusion. That's coming to exclude if you do it b'kavana. L'miskaven, excluding l'miskaven u'dasar. If you do it b'miskaven, you don't go to galus. So that is the makoros for galus. Chayvi misas bez. Din asir v'seyach v'seyach b'chayvi galios. Chayvi misas bez. How do you know that a suma is never put to death? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn it out of Xerah Shavah from Chayvi Galios. Chayvi Malkios, Asiya Rasha Rasha, Mechayvi Mises Bezdin. And Chayvi Malkios, you learn it from Chayvi Mises Bezdin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Asuma is excluded from any punishment in Bezdin, in Yahadus. Period. Okay, now we get to more Gemara's about Suma. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Soma, Asuma Ein Laboshes. The Braisa also says Asuma is excluded from Boshes. V'chein Hayir Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Dinim Shabbat Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Patrich Asuma from all Dinim in the Torah. Right, what does that mean, Dinim? But all Halacha? What does Dinim mean here? You know, Din Hair has to do with Bezdin. Any Din in the Torah. That's what the Ravid here says. Lo Don V'lo Donanoso. He can't be a judge and he can't be judged. You can't take Asuma to court. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He can't take him to court. He can't take other people to court. He's excluded. He's excluded from Dinei HaTorah. That is the Ravid. Tosfos asks in the second Tosfos V'chein, we just had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Makar that he's excluded from everything. So what do you need a specific Makar? Like this Makar. We call Dinim Shabbat Torah. Let's just read it first. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he's excluded from all Dinim? Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, V'shaftu Ha'eda. And the Eda will judge, the Bezdin will judge, Bein Hamaka Uvein Goel Hadam, Ala Mishpatim Ha'ela, between the hitter and the Goel Hadam and the relatives of the one who was killed, Ala Mishpatim Ha'ela. They'll judge regarding these laws. So the Gemara Darshins, Kol Sheyeshnu B'Maka U'B'Goel Hadam, whoever is in Maka and Goel Hadam, meaning whoever is in the Parsha of going to Galus, so Yeshno b'Mishpatim, so they are in the laws of all Mishpatim, Dinim of the Torah. Kol she'ena b'makom b'gol adam eina b'Mishpatim. Whoever is not in the world of Hakah, of going to Galus, if they killed by accident, or you know having to run away from the Gol Adam, so eina b'Mishpatim. So that's the Makar of Yehuda says, Asuma is Patim from all Dinim in the Torah. Asks Tosfos, once we have this Makar, excluding Suma from all Dinim in the Torah, so what do you need a specific Makar by Boshes? That's how the whole Gemara started. The Gemara got into it because we're talking about, this is Perek HaChovel, where we're talking about the five payments for a Chavala, one of them, the last one being Boshes, and we have a Machlokas Tanaim, whether a Sum is included in that Parsha. And we have a separate Makar by Boshes. So ask Tosfos, what do you need a separate Makar for? He's excluded from everything.
V'chein hay Rabbi Yehuda potro, says Tosfos, Tema, im kein, my Arya de Pater Rabbi Yehuda beboshes la'el. Why did Rabbi Yehuda specifically pater boshes before? V'lama li gzeir shava de einecha einecha. What do you need the gzeir shava for that pater from all dinim? Answers Tosfos, v'nira l'ri shela basof chazar bo Rabbi Yehuda. V'mayashar yipotro miboshes levad. Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Those are Enzer Echinami. Right now, we don't need that Gzeir Shava. Once he has this din of learning, pottering all dinim in the Torah, you don't need the tour from Boshes. That's Tosfos' answer. Rav Meir Simcha, the Yersameach, has a different shot. And that is, we're going to have, hopefully a little later today, but also, coming up in the coming week or so, the major Machlokas Rishonim. What happens? We know, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah coming up, that a Katan or an Eved that damage Giyasan Ra, they're Pater, because a Katan doesn't have his own bank account, and an Eved doesn't have his own bank account, so they're going to be Pater. What happens when a Katan grows up? Let's say a 10-year-old, he broke a window. So Meikar Hadin, he's going to be Pater, right? So does the father have to pay for it? What kind of responsibility is the deal with the school, if he's in school? So that's a separate issue. What's a mutual understanding? Meikar Hadin, Nezek of a Katan, he's Pater for. What happens when a cotton gets older? Does he have to pay for the nezek that he did when he was a cotton? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold potter. Even when he gets older. There was no maisa aveira done. There's no maisa aveira done by a cotton, so then he's going to be potter. But there are certain Rishonim, Rashi later on, Daf Sadeh Ches, and the Agos Ashri quotes the Arzarua, that he's going to be chayiv in a case of when he gets older. So says the Ursa Meach, that's what the limud is. The limud of Tosis, what do you need a separate makar by Boshes for? Because according to the Rishonim, let's say when he becomes a gadol, he's going to have to pay for everything he happened when he was a katan. That's the extra limud by Boshes. By Boshes, he's not going to have to pay. Even after he gets older, assume is excluded. This is not like the case of katanus when we assume when he gets older. No, assume, let's say he gets his eyesight back. Unlike a katan, according to those we've shown him, who once he gets older, or an eved once he becomes free, he has to pay for what happened earlier. The extra limud by Suma, excluding him from Boshes, tells me, even if, Bez Hashem, he gets his eyesight back, still he doesn't have to pay. That's the extra limud, says the Ur Sameach, to answer Tosfos' kasha. Period. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. Somebody who steals from a Suma, no, but that's he's going to have to pay. Well, you can't judge a Suma. And a Suma cannot be a judge. And a Suma can't be an aide. But other people could judge the other person. Somebody who steals from a Suma. Yeah, that could be judged. Tanya Ida, sixth line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma in Laboshes. V'chena Yerom, Rabbi Yehuda Potra. V'chena Rabbi Yehuda Potra Mikol Mitzvos Amuris Batorah. Now this is an added line. Not just pater from all dinim in the Torah, pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah. All mitzvahs in the Torah. Amar Rav Shishab Reid Rav Edi, my time with Rav Yehuda, where's the source? Amar Kra. The Elah mitzvahs, HaChukim, HaMishpatim, these are the mitzvahs and the Chukim and the Mishpatim. Kolsha, once we have Limud A, that we just said before, now we have Limud B building on that. Kolsha Yeshnum B'Mishpatim, any Jew who is in the world of Mishpatim, meaning a non-Suma, Yeshnum B'Mitzvos V'Chukim, you're in the world of Mitzvos and Chukim too. V'Kolsha Eina B'Mishpatim, Eina B'Mitzvos V'Chukim. And anybody who's not included in Mishpatim is not in the world of Mitzvos and Chukim. Asks Tosfos, so what do we have here? A Suma is Mufka from all Mitzvos. He's Pater from all Mitzvos. Asks Tosfos in Dibur Maskul V'Chein Hayir Rabbi Yehuda, the second one, that the Gemara in Mesechas Megillah tells us that somebody who has never seen a Suma from birth cannot be Pores al Shema. The Gemara Mishnah says in Megillah and explained by the Gemara, you can't be Motzi somebody in certain parts of davening in Yotzer HaMaoros, right, which talks about the Maoros and the luminaries, if you've never seen before. So then the Gemara says you can't Pater the Tzibur. What's Mashma from that Gemara? That if you did see before and you're just a Suma now, you can Pater. You can't pater others. Ask us what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're mifka from all mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yehuda is talking there. Can't say it's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's talking there. So Tosfos in the second to last skinny line. Afilu rav nisbanami amar hacha de pater mikol mitzvahs. So if you're mifka from mitzvahs, so you should say that you can't pater anybody from that. You're mifka from all mitzvahs. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to pater anybody. So Tosfos gives two answers. Answer number one is, don't take that Gemara so literally. When it says, lo rav miyamav, it means you're sitting in a very dark house. Right, that's what it means. Ocean nolad b'ma'ara, or you live in a cave. V'ein suma. If real suma is totally excluded, that gemara thought of it. Shalara miyamav, you never saw because you've been living in a house, right? You never without windows. You never went outside your house. That's what the gemara means. But really, a suma means suma. That's answer number one. Answer number two of Tosfos is what has many rishonim and achronim writing and writing and writing. Says the second line of Tosfos. Abba gemara didon mashva demayi b'suma mamish. We're talking about a real suma. So says Tosfos on the fourth line. V'nireh. Even the Rabbi Yehuda says you're part of from all mitzvahs, a suma, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, midrabanan. And therefore, he could be motzi, in Matila B'tzibur is a mitzvah drabanan. So therefore, he can be motzi, midrabanan. Continues Tosfos. The avagav to isha mifter rabbi mitzvahs, eshizvan grama, velo mechayvina nilfilu midrabanan, says Tosfos. But what do you mean? What? Is there a principle that whenever you're pater from a mitzvah, the rabbis are going to tell you, oh, you're chayiv midrabanan? What about all the mitzvahs that say shizvan grama? Are women chayiv in all those midrabanan? So Gemara says, no. Why? Mishum sheish mitzvahs harbi to mechayevas behu. Women are obligated in many, many mitzvahs. And if they're obligated in many, many mitzvahs, so that is why there's no need for the rabbis to say that they're obligated midrabanan. Avol suma, look at this line. Ipatris le mikala mitzvahs, afilu midrabanan. If by Suma they're pater and the rabbis don't do anything, imkein havilei kamo nachri, she'ein noheg b'toras Yisrael klau. If a Suma is pater from all mitzvahs, they're going to be like a non-Jew. You can't have that. Women are obligated in many mitzvahs. Okay, they're pater from certain mitzvahs. But there's no need to give them mitzvahs to reflect their Kedushas Yisrael. Or not just reflect, to give them Kedushas Yisrael. Masha'enkin, women have Kedushas Yisrael. They're pater from certain mitzvahs. Okay, they have full Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Moshe says, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva, there's no difference between a man and a woman regarding Kedusha. More mitzvahs, less mitzvahs. They're chayv in mitzvahs. It's not like an Eved Kenani. Women have a ptur. But again, that is Tosfos. Again, what did Tosfos say? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though they're pater, they're chayv in mitzvahs midrabanan, and that's how they can be motzi others in mitzvahs midrabanan. Why don't you do the same thing by women? Because women have other mitzvahs. You don't have to say women are not obligated. Women, you don't have to be obligate them so that they're not like a guy, not like a non-Jew. Masha Inki, when it comes to a Suma. Asks the Turei Evan in Megillah, where this Gemara comes up over there, the Tosfos quotes, what did Tosfos just say? Tosfos said, in the first step of Tosfos, that we have to obligate them in mitzvos midrabanan. And therefore, because they're not obligated in any mitzvos midaraisa. To the Turei Evan, what's the source of following the Rabbanan, fulfilling mitzvos Rabbanan? The Pasuk of Lo Sasur. So how can you be obligated in any mitzvah d'rabanan if you're not obligated in any mitzvah d'araisa, which includes Lo Sasur? Don't go away from following the rabbis. You can only have a mitzvah of following the rabbis if you're included in the mitzvah of the Torah that says you have to follow the rabbis. Lo Sasur v'nadvarmash yamin is small, right? They have to, so it's as the Turei Evan, it's a circle, right? You can't be obligated in mitzvah d'rabanan if you're not obligated in Lo Sasur. So answers the Turei Evan, the Ef Shalomar. The Had Rabbi Yehuda Poter Suma Mikala Mitzvos Minat Torah Eino Ela Mi Mitzvos Asay. The Havi Bekumva Asay. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean that the Poter from all mitzvos? Mitzvos Asay they're Poter from. But what? A Suma can he treif? A Suma is allowed to do Gilei Raish Vichasam and Avodah Zarah. No problem. Right? He's like, no, I'm sorry, those are Gishem Mitzvos Benach. Right? Any of the other ones. Right? A Suma can wear Shatnez. Suma can wear Shatnez. Says the Torah, yeah, but of course not. Mitzvos Loz is a Chai Minat Torah. So Lo Sasur is a Lo Sasay. So therefore it is not a problem. So that's the Turei Evan, saving the day. How could you say they're obligated in Mitzvos Rabbanan if they're not even obligated in Lo Sasur? They said they're obligated in Lo Sasur. The problem is when Ritva quotes the Tosfos, when the Ritva quotes this Tosfos in a Tshuva, Tshuva's Ritva, Simin Sadik Zayin, separate volume in the Mosad Rav Kook, right? The Tshuva's Ritva quotes Tosfos, Avo Bezeshu Upata Mikol Mitzvos Asay, right? Contrasting a Suma with an Isha. The Chol Mitzvah Avo bazeshu pater mikol mitzvahs asay, mikol mitzvahs lo sasay, mida oraisa. Imata potra, filo mida rabbanan, hariyato oseo kagoy. So he has a beferish that even lo sasays are included. But that's an amazing sheet, even lo sasays are included. There's a, where am I? The Sefer HaMachria. I don't know if we've ever quoted a Sefer HaMachria in the Daf. It's been 3 years, 3+ years, so it's about time. Sefer HaMachria is the Tosfos Rid, a separate Sefer. Sefer HaMachria. So he quotes this idea about even the Lo Sasays, and he quotes in a Gilyon there. It's impossible. Pliya nisgava lo uchala. Tehechi mes tasaka daitin. Demandamar suma padim mikol mitzvah she padim filim mikol lavin shabbat Torah. Kekatan. Veloye anish. And then he quotes Bavodazar gilarai shvi chazdamim vechil shabbos. Because he's like a katan. Right, not even like a guy. Vishar kol averus. Vipriha yosa suma. Vahu ish Yisrael ben das. Einan das sovalto dover zeh. Velo Allah alibo. It's impossible. It's impossible that a suma would be able to violate los assays. Right, I'll give you another. He doesn't quote him. I'll give you another example. What about an onain? An onain is part of a mitzvah. An onain can he treif? An onain can be mechal Shabbos? No. An onain is part of a mitzvah assay. But los assays is chayvin. It's impossible. He says, zeh bor kishemesh vip something. But he says it's impossible. Either way, but it's a ritva. It's a day in the ritva. But it's amazing if it's really true, if it's a real true day, then if we're back to the question. If it's a true day that they're excluded even from los assays, so then how is it that the Rabbanan could be mechayev them? In Mrs. Drabanan, if they're not included in los asser. So for that, I saw one of in the Biur Hadaf, he quoted a footnote, he says, maybe based on Rabbi Chanan. Which Rabbi Chanan? Rabbi Chanan also, we mentioned in the past. Beautiful Rabbi Chanan at the end of Kuntras, end of part of Kuntras Devei Sofer, where he says the Chachamim made dinim even before Matan Torah. Right, they didn't have Losasser yet. Right, what does the Gemara say in Yuma that Avraham Avinu kept every din derabanan, even erev Tavshilin, So there are dinim derabanan. What does that mean? When the Rabbanan make a din, what does that mean? It's a totally new thing. So we believe, says Rabbi Chanan, and Dar Sameach writes this in a different place also, that Chazal are being mechavin to the Ratzon Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give some flexibility. He wanted to give some autonomy to the Rabbanan to make up their own laws. Right, but it's Ratzon Hashem. That's what we believe. To kol ha'shetzivu chachamim anu yodim shekein hu gam Ratzon Hashem, v'davar zeh la'asos ritzono yizbarach kol belei olam mitzuvin v'omdim mitzchilas b'riyasan al zeh. To kol ha'nem tzoyim nivru la'asos ritzon konam. We are created to do Ratzon Hashem. So if we believe that the dinim derabanan are Ratzon Hashem, then even without the mitzvah of los aser, right? And that's what he explains the psukim in Parshas Bilam, right? If you read the Torah Shebichsav in Parshas Balak, Bilam doesn't seem such a bad guy. If you just read the Torah Shebichsav, right? Bilam says, "I can't go. Hashem doesn't let me go." And then he asks Hashem, Hashem doesn't let him go. Right? I'm just going to go. I'm not going to curse them. If you read the Torah Shebichsav, he's not such a bad guy until the end. But if you read, obviously, Chazal, every pasuk, he's if I really want all the gold and the silver, it's really about Gaivor. But he says, if you look in the psukim, it doesn't seem so bad. So says Rabbi Chanan, no, the point is that it's obviously Ratzon Hashem for him not to go. Forget the Dibur Hashem, it's the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, that was what Bilam didn't understand. So maybe that's what's going on here. Even if Asum is part of all mitzvahs in the Torah, but it's still Ratzon Hashem, that he should be Chayiv, and therefore Rabbanan can obligate him. What other ha'ara? And that is continuing in the continuation of Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? It's different than a woman, because a woman has other mitzvahs. But a suma wouldn't have any kedushas Yisrael. It would be like a guy. 1 minute. According to Rov Rishonim, let's say, the suma would still not be allowed to do los assays. So why would he be like a guy? There were 365 averis he's not allowed to do. Right? So why would he be like a guy? So, you know, the Behuda discusses in the tshuva that maybe just having los assays would not reflect Kedushas Yisrael. 365 laws? So what? You're still kagoy legabe Kedushas Yisrael. Kedusha is reflected in mitzvahs assay. And that's why even if you want to say he wouldn't be able to do any of the los assays, still he would be considered kagoy regarding Kedushas Yisrael, and that's why we would have to be mechayev him in mitzvahs. Okay, but anyway, but that was the two answers of Tosfos. Number one, how could you be motzi someone else? Either that, don't take the Gemara literally, it's not really a suma, or he is chayiv midas rabbanan. The Rashba just had a third answer, and that is, maybe he's still chayiv midas chasidus. He can be machmer on himself. And that would be, and it would be like a mitzvah say, shazman grama for women, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem with doing the mitzvah. Still, it would be a midas chasidus to do it. Where's my Rashba? Says the Rashba, that's what the Gemara there refers to. Okay, let's continue now. Famous Gemara coming up. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who actually was blind. Remember, Rav Yosef was blind. Originally, I thought, originally, I said that the one who said that halacha is like Rav Yehuda, who says, assume is part of our mitzvahs, I made him a yantif. I was ecstatic. Why? My taima to lo mifkadina v'kavidna mitzvahs. Because after all, I'm not commanded and I'm still doing the mitzvahs. Right? I'm going above and beyond. I'm being moser nefesh. Right? Unbelievable. I thought that was great. V'hashta d'shamis v'hadu Rabbi Chanina. But now that I heard about Rabbi Chanina's din, d'amar Rabbi Chanina, gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosef v'mishayna mitzuva v'yosef, that greater is the one who does a mitzvah when he's commanded, more than one he is not commanded. So, man d'amar li, eid halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, avin ad yamatav l'rabbanan. Now I think just the opposite. Whoever tells me that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, I'll make them a yantif. My time, ha mifkadina isle agratve. Because if I am commanded, I get more schar. Right, so that is Gadol HaMetzuveh V'Oseh. So again, that is a major discussion here. A couple of discussions that the Rishonim have on this line. Number one is a question that we had a whole shiur on, and that is, I originally thought that if I'm not commanded, it's better. So the Rishonim here, and more in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, asks, don't we have the principle called Kalapater Min HaDavar V'Osehu Nikra Hedyot? Right, the Rama quotes this in the sukkah. If you sit in a sukkah when it's raining, you're a hedyot. You're a fool. Right? So what's it? What do you mean? If you're putter for a mitzvah, you do it. Right? So when do you say that when you're putter for a mitzvah, and you do something? It's great and wonderful. Women shaking a lulav, and when not? Ask the Ritva. So the Ritva answers no. The point is, if you're mufka from a mitzvah totally, meaning the situation of the mitzvah doesn't exist, that's why you say you're nikra hedyot. If it's raining, there might not be a halachic sukkah there. So go out of the sukkah. If you're mufka from the situation. But if there is a mitzvah, you're just putter from it, so then there's no problem in doing it. That's the Ritva. The Meiri writes here and there, also in Kiddushin, maybe the point is there any musar haskel you could get from the mitzvah? You're putter from it. But is there anything you can learn from the mitzvah? The Meiri says here, call Mishu Pater Mena Mitzvah Verotze La Sosa Harishus Biado. You can do it. Viaflanian Bracha. We'll get to that in a second. Vidavar, but then he quotes the Medrash called Pater Mena Dover Voseo Nikra Hedyot. Vidavarza Enu El Bedavar Bedavar Sheko Kayotzi Baze Hose Pater Menu Veenu Dover Shiatsu Menu Seichel O Musser O Silsol O Hachnoas Halev Vachayotzi Baze Vosi Menu Al Atmo Mitzvah. If you could get a message, a musser, a hashkafa from it, then you could do it, even if you're pater. It's only if you're not getting anything out of it do we say that if you do it, you're nikra hedyot. So again, this is the huge issue of chumrah. When is there an appropriate chumrah, when not? The different rules and regulations that we have discussed in the past. The Tosfos, not here, but elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah and Kiddushin, also discuss, did Rav Yosef make a bracha when he did the mitzvahs when he wasn't commanded? Right, there was a huge discussion in the Bali HaTosfos against the Rambam. Women who do mitzvahs asei shazman grama, do they make a bracha or not? Right, the Tosfos at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches brachas. So Bali Tosfos, Rebbeinu Tam holds no problem; they can make a bracha. Women can make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot b'sivanu. Yeah, they're commanded in general in mitzvahs, even though they're not commanded in this specific mitzvah. But Bali Tosfos holds, and that was what the Rama paskens in Shulchan Aruch, that if women do a mitzvah asei shazman grama, they can make a bracha. Women make a bracha on a lulav. Women make a bracha when there's a separate shofar blowing for women. They can make a bracha. Right? That is Bali HaTosfos Hashita. But the Rambam says no. Rambam says no. What are you talking about? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav? Not this one. Right? You want to do it? Okay. Do the mitzvah. But no bracha. Right? In general, Bali HaTosfos and Ashkenaz by Mitzvah Yisban Grama, brachas or not. But one of the rayas that Tosfos brings is our Gemara. Would Rav Yosef have made a party if he could do a mitzvah, but he couldn't make a bracha? Would he have made such a party? It must be he can make a bracha. So you see, he can make a bracha on mitzvahs that you're pater from, because he wouldn't have made a party if he couldn't make a bracha. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? The mitzvah is secondary. The bracha is secondary. The mitzvah is daraisa. Right? The bracha is just, you know, midrabanan. But you cannot bring a raya whether he made a bracha or not from the fact that he was very excited and happy. Either way, that is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. The other discussion here is two other discussions, and that is Gadol HaMitzuveh V'Yoseh V'Mishein HaMitzuveh V'Yoseh. So why is that? Why is Gadol HaMitzuveh V'Yoseh? You would think, you know, when you volunteer for something, well, he's a greater tzaddik. What's Gadol HaMitzuveh V'Yoseh? So Tosfos there in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph says, why D'Misha Mitzuveh V'Yoseh Adif L'Fisha Doeg U'Mitzta'er Yoser Pen Yavar. A person is more motivated and focused when he's commanded. We had a similar idea two blot ago when we said don't use a doctor for free. When he's paid to do it, he's focused and he cares about it more.
right? He's do'egalav. So that's the mitzvah of Yosef. If you're doing a mitzvah, you know, because voluntary. So if you'll cut some quarters, you won't do it perfectly. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Kedushin. Other places, Tosfos says, there's a greater Yetzahara when you're mitzvah of Yosef. When you have to get up for school, to get up for work, it's very hard to get up sometimes. The vacation day, when you're like trying to go on a T.O., you're up at 4 in the morning. Well, that's unbelievable. How is that possible? When you have to do something and you're being forced to do it, right? So then sometimes it's harder. It's a greater Yetzahara. What are you getting up for? Do this every day. It is easier. And the Ramban and others have other pshatim, but let's leave it at that. The final point related, just to mention, and that is the last line. I'm going to make a yumtif because when I'm commanded, I get greater schar. Do we do mitzvahs for schar? Right? What are the same Pirkei Avos? Right? Be like a servant. Amanas shalom amanas l'kabal pras. Right? You can't do it shalom. Right? You can't do it amanas l'kabal pras. So all the mefarshim there discuss when you're allowed to do mitzvahs amanas l'kabal pras and when not. The Rav Avadia in his commentary, I forgot to take it out, but he quotes many, many achronim. First, he quotes many gemaras like this one that talk about Amoraim who did a mitzvah to get schar. So the answer was that many of the cases are cases where you are volunteering to do a mitzvah. If you're volunteering to do a mitzvah, so then you could do it to get schar. But if it's something that you have to do, so then you cannot volunteer. But here, I don't know if it fits in so well, because here he's saying, I would want to do it because if I'm commanded, I'll get more schar. That doesn't fit into this one because he's saying, Dafka, you can be commanded. Either way, that is a big discussion on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Okay, there's more, but we will continue because there's also more coming up. Says the Mishnah, Amud Aleph is the one that's more on this daf. Shouldn't say I say that every day because there are cases where Amud Beis is. Says the next Mishnah. Zechomer ba'adam ibashor. There is a chomer by Adam Amazik more than by Shor. I'm sorry, by Adam Hachovel than by Shor. Shah Adam, Misham Nezek Sari Bishavis Boshes. Adam pays all five payments, Misham Demei Vlados, and also pays Demei Vlados, right? If he damages, if he kills Rachmanel Islan fetuses, he pays. Misharin and Misham Nezek, and Misharin only pays Nezek. Why do Demei Vlados? Based on a pasuk, a Shor is potter from killing fetuses. Hamak is over this Imo Veloso and Chabura. Somebody, Rachmanel Islan, hits their parent and does not make a wound. We discussed yesterday. Blood coming out, not blood coming out. B'chova b'chaver b'yom kippur, b'yom kippurim. And also you wound somebody on Yom Kippur, chay b'kulan, you're chayiv. Because there you're not chayiv misa. On Yom Kippur, you're chayiv malchus. So ask the Rambam here in the Pirush of Mishnayis, don't we usually say if there's malchus and mammon, malchus wins? So special din here. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Special din by chavala that you pay instead of getting malchus. If you're chovel in an Eved Ivri, who's a full Jew, you're chayv in all of them. Except if he's your Eved, then you don't have to pay for Sheves, because you're the one that's losing the work. If you're chovel in Eved Kanani of others, you're chayv in all of them, even Sheves. You have to pay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't lavadim boshes. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, avadim do not have any boshes. They're excluded because they're already in a mevuyash state. Period. Dealing with a cheresh of a katan, you always lose. What does that mean? If you wound them, you're chayiv. And they that wound others are potter, because they cannot be responsible for their actions. A cheresh of a katan. An eved and an isha, also, you always have the lower hand. But, says the Mishnah, at least by an eved and an isha, if an isha gets divorced, or an Eved gets freed, then they have to pay. It's a chiyuv held in abeyance until the future. Nisgarsha ha'isha v'nishtachar ha'eved chayev in l'shalim. Once the isha gets divorced, if the Eved goes free, they're chayev to pay. This is the diuk that the Rishonim have, at least Rashi and Agos Ashri, that the Mishnah only said this by Eved and Isha. The Mishnah didn't say this by Katan, that when a Katan gets older, he's going to have to pay. According to Rov Rishonim, that even when a Katan gets older, he's going to be Patur. Because the Mishnah only said it by an Eved and Isha, not by a Katan. That is what Rov Rishonim say. But the Agos Ashri, according to the Arzarua, and Rashi later on, at the Psata Chesim Abayis, which we'll get to, says, no. When a cut based on other Gemaras, when a cut gets older, he has to pay. I read that goes Ashri. Simon Tess in this parak. Katan chayev l'shalom kishe yagdil. V'chein pirish Rashi l'kamon. V'chein mashma parak shoshanokah kasapara.
there where he says an apotropos has to pay. Because you can to ask in Afshayu. Either way, that's a major machlokas we've shown him. We paskin like the Rov Rishonim, that you're putter. The Rov Rishonim that you're putter. Again, if he wants to, extra midas chasidus, that's fine. But meikar then he does not. What about if a katan borrows money? If a katan borrows money, so does he have to pay when he gets all the Rambam? The Rambam says you have to pay. The Rosh quotes a machlokas ashitos, but there the Rambam says that you do have to pay. Either way, that's the discussion of katan. Continuing, hamakeb aviv v'imo v'asam v'chabura. But if, let's say, you wound your parent, then you do make a wound. V'chol b'chaber b'shabbos pater mikulon. If you wound your friend on Shabbos, you're chay misa for the chavalah, so you're pater from any type of payment. Because you're chay misa v'chov, and therefore that's kimle b'durav aminei. V'chovel v'evakanani shelo pater mikulon. The Gemara will talk about that. If you're chovel in your own evakanani, then you're pater for all of them. There is a very interesting ravon. The Ravon, we mentioned the Ravon on Daf Ayin, back in the Harshoah Sugya. So this is the second Ravon we're mentioning. The Ravon says, quoting the Mordechai here, that Bizman Hazeh, what did the Mishnah say? That women are Pater B'Shaito, and only when they get divorced. Says the Ravon, but nowadays, many hundreds of years ago, women are out and about and doing business. Right? So you're going to tell me women, you know, spend money or do things, and the husbands don't have to pay for them? It's understood, says the Ravon, that in the society that we live in, that a husband and a wife are like a unit. And therefore, if a woman does something, if a woman owes something, a husband has to pay. It's all one bank account. That's quoted here, the Ravon, in the Mordechai. And the Maharik quotes this and says, maybe Yesh Cholkin. Yesh Cholkin. So what are we paskin? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Tzadik Vav, the Ramah quotes in Echos Toin V'Nitan, about an Ashes Ish, being chayav a shvua for something. So the Ramah says, "Umazmin osa ladin o shochen etzla." We send someone. We force a woman, a married woman, to come to Beis Din. Vim ein la l'shalem. Let's see, a woman doesn't have what to pay. Yichtvu lo psak shetishalem l'kishetis almin o l'kishetis garish. So you write a psak for the other party that this woman owes you money. So when she gets divorced or she comes to Almana, she has to pay you. Aval ein bayla chayav l'shalem b'shvila. Says the Ramah, the husband does not have to pay for her. Let's spread this around. Or spread it around. Aval Pisha knows he's been upset, even though she does a lot of business in the house. Right? Udilo kiyesh cholkin bazeh. Parentheses, Mordechai perak achovel b'shem Ravon. Right? Against the Ravon, even though the woman does maso mata b'toch abayis, still we say that a woman does not have to pay. But if you look in the Shach here, the Shach quotes the Avshal Shlomo on our Gemara and says, I don't think so. I think that's right. I think we should paskin like the Ravon. He says, "Afilin is daidi called divrei maharik b'tshuva zu ein nachonim." The nearly borer, right? That everybody will agree in this case. Kedarko b'kodesh. The Shach has the ability to take a major machlokas aposkim and make everybody agree to his shita. Really, all those 42 opinions really said that in only this case, but they would agree in my case. It's the godless of the Shach. The Shach, at the end of the day, the Shach could say everybody agrees to what I say. That's what Dafka he says here. He says Isha Shon on a separate says to Chabayis Lo Mistaver Klal Shehitikach Meachirim Mamon Uva Abal Yodea Mizeh VeYochlu BiYachad Shneim Mamon VeLo Yishal Moklum. It's impossible. The husband knows that what she's doing, and the husband's not going to have to pay for it. V'chein B'Davar SheDerech Hanashim Likach V'Gon Davar Muat V'Kol Ki Agad LeTzorach Chabayis Pshita The Din Stam Nashim Ki Isha on a separate to Chabayis, and therefore in this case the husband would have to pay because they're a unit. And according to Amshel Shlomo, Chacham, the Dayan has to see what every case is, but that is the Ravon in the Mordechai on our Mishnah right here. Okay, says the Gemara. If somebody wounds a young daughter of Achirim, who gets the Chavala? The daughter or the father? Since we say all Shevach of a ketana goes to the father, we discussed this in Ksubis, so the Chavala also. My time of the Afkazei Mikaspa, because you lowered her value, and therefore that affects the father's ability to marry her off. O Dilma, no. Shevach Neurim Hudachni Le'Rachmana. Find the Shevach Neurim, anything that she could go up and produce, the father gets, Dibay Le'Mimsar La'Lamuchashchin, Matzi Masar, because he has the ability to marry her off to anybody, so anything that her value goes down, she's affected. He's affected. Aval Chavala, but he can't wound her. So if he can't wound her, so maybe he's excluded from the payment of Chavala. So Amar Lei, so the answer given from Rav says to Rabbi Lazar, Only Shevach. Meaning, if you're Chovel in a little girl, the girl gets the money and not the father. Is that really true? What does the Mishnah say? If you're Chovel in an Evet Ivri, you're Chayiv in all of them except for Sheves, when the Evet Ivri is your own. So what do you see? Sheves goes to we're comparing the cases of the daughter and the Evet Ivri. You see, Sheves belongs to the master. So too, at least the Sheves should go to the father when you wound a little girl. So I'm Rabbi, fine. Mo de Rav v'Sheves, demasi yodeha, achaz bagros davu ahave. If she produces, right, women were out and about and working, even in those days. So the Sheves goes to the father. You're right, what I meant was the other payments of Chavala. Eisvei, hachovel bibno gadol, yitin lo miyad. We have another brisa. If somebody wounds their old child, you have to pay him. The father has to pay him. Besides the fact that it's lifnei iver, that the kid might hit back and violate kibbutz of aim, besides that fact, but if you wound your older son, so you have to pay him right away. Bibno katan yaslo skula, bibno katan yaslo skula. What does that mean? We'll have it later on. Tomorrow, and that means you basically have to buy something in a principle, so it'll stay till he gets older. Hachova bevito ktana pater, and if you chov bevito ktana pater, because it all goes to you anyway. V'lo od elo shachem shachavu b'chayven litin lavia, and you have to give it to the father. So it's a stira. Rav says that the payments go to the daughter, and here it says it goes to the father. So chanami v'sheves. We're talking about the sheves also, and the sheves goes to the father. Period. Ubibrito gadol yitin lo miyad. Is that true? That regarding an older daughter, you have to bibno gadol. Regarding an older son, you give it right away. V'raminu. But another brisa. Hachov ubibavobnosav shalachirim. If somebody wounds somebody else's kids, gadolam yitin lo miyad. Gadolam yitin to pay them right away. Ketanam yaslam skula. Bibavobnosav shalom putter. So you see, if you chovel any of your kids, you're putters. How could we just say chayiv in the previous brisa? Amri lo kasha. It depends if you're supporting them. If you're supporting them, if you're the second brisa where you don't have to pay them, that's because it's the same bank account. They live with you. The first brisa which says that you have to pay them, that's ein smuchin al shulchano. So says the Gemara. But mayu kimta l'kamaisa. Which brisa? We have two brises. We'll call it the one before the two dots and the one after the two dots. But mayu kimta, which what the brisa l'kamaisa, the one before the two dots? What did we just say? B'she'in smuchan al shulchano, where they're not living with you, and that's why you have to pay if you wound your own sons. See hachem seifa. But the second half of that brisa, hachova babito aktana pater. If you wound your little daughter, your pater. Or and even others that wound, they have to give it to you, the father. What do you mean? If that price is a case where the father does not take care of his kids and they're living out on their own, you should give it to the daughter, not to the father. Because even according to the opinion, even according to the opinion that says that a master could tell his eved, work for me and I'm not feeding you. You got to find your own food. That's only by an Eved Kenani. Because he can tell an Eved Kenani, work for me during the day, and then at night you have to go find your own food. But an Eved Ivri, who says you have to take care of him, he's a full Jew. An Eved Ivri, you cannot tell this to, and Kolshigin Bito, surely your own daughter. So, again, the kash is on the first brisa. If we say the first brisa is a case where the children are not being supported by their father, so why should the chavala payments go to the father and not to the daughter? Gemara answers, Kadama Rava, Reder of Ula, Lonitzrucha, Ela Lahadafa. Just like Rava says elsewhere, it's talking about the extra, the odef of the Maisi Yadayim, Hakanami Lonitzrucha, Ela Lahadafa. So too, we're talking about the Hadafa. Meaning the daughter gets everything. When it says that the father gets it, that's only talking about the extra. The hadafa, what he's not supposed to, the extra payments. So now the Gemara continues. V'mayu kim tala bras raisa. What do we say the second raisa? After the two dots was talking about b'smuchan al shulchano, a case where they were relying on you for food. G'dolam yitin lemiyad, k'tanam yaslam skula. Amay lafiyem boy lemisvi. Say the opposite case. So why do you give it to the sons then? You should give it to the father if they're living at home. So the Gemara said, no, Amri, Kika, Kapid, when is a father makpid to get something if he's supporting his kids? But midi tekachaser, he doesn't want to lose any money. So if he has to pay something, we say he keeps it. But midi tekachaser, I'm a low kapid. But if the children get something from elsewhere, he's not makpid to take that. The kids can have it. What about a mitzia? If the kids find the mitzia on the floor, it goes to the father. So Amri, okay, you're right. Clarify it a little more. Rav kadakasi lume alma. If something comes from the outside, and v'les lehutzara degufayu begava, and they also don't have physical pain, then he's kapid. Look, you didn't lose anything, you got it, so give it to me. Aval chavala d'islutzara degufayu umei alma ka'asi lehu lo kapid. But if they have physical tsar, and it comes from elsewhere, he's not losing, then he's not makpid. Final question. In the first brisa, they have pain, and it's coming from outside. They got kapid, and still he's makpid. Tani, as it says, in the first brisa, you see he wants it, even though they're going through physical pain. So the Gemara said, no, there's different. Amri, Hasan, the Gavra Kaptanahu. We're talking about somebody who doesn't support his kids. So obviously, we're talking about a makpid kind of guy. So there, there even profit that comes from outside, we assume he's going to be makpid on. But hach, in a general case, where he's not such a makpid kind of guy, because they're relying on him to eat, so kika papid, people are only makpid b'midi to chasule, only by something that he loses money b'midi to asilu me'alma lo kapid. But if it comes me'alma, he is not makpid on. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Pesach Shuvah discusses. What kind of chaval are we talking about with kids here? We're talking about a case where somebody hits their kids in order to be mechanichem. Is that the case? And even so, you're chayiv or not? It's Pesach Shuvah. It's in Tav Chav Dalet in Choshen Mishpat. Again, obviously, Bisman Hazeh, Rav. Going blank for a second. Rav, in the Binyan Mizriya or Binyan Bechinach. Just Revolvi, I'm sorry. Revolvi writes that Bisman Hazeh, you know, there's no hitting that should be done. No hitting in terms of Chavalah. We live in a different society. Any types of Chavalah, Bisman Hazeh, is going to be counterproductive. If it's a dangerous situation, he says, and you're pulling a child out of a danger, you want to scare them because they're running into the street with a car, that might be different. But in general, Bimechanich them, he says, should not be done in a physical way. So no matter what the poskim say about this Gemara, in Sevin Tav Chavdal and Pesach Teshuvah, says Revolvi that Bisman Hazeh, things have changed in the way of Chenach. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll get into Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguftami and Lavka Kinyan Aguftami and Isha Vakatan in Bris Mila and other mitzvahs as well. One word. Tomorrow, hopefully we'll have two dafim. What are we still on? Tomorrow morning, but I'm traveling tomorrow night. So tomorrow we'll have two. We'll do Thursday morning and Thursday night. Tomorrow night we will do Friday's daf. Be'ez Hashem, I hope, any of you listening out there, I hope to give the daf from Woodmere, from my former shul, Sunday and Monday morning. So it'll be on the American time. Sorry, they have to wait the next 6-7 hours. But I hope, Be'ez Hashem, I'll be in America next week. But at least Sunday and Monday, I will try to give the daf from there in the morning. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm going to be traveling. So I'm just not going to be near a computer. So Be'ez Hashem, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll get the daf up with Menachem Kagan or one of the subs, and then Be'ez Hashem the following week before Pesach we'll start again. Be'ez Hashem, but tomorrow Be'ez Hashem we'll have the next two. Hopefully the next four will be up on the web.